All right, so you guys, we got Darrell Craig checking in right here at the Hype 87.3. His line had disconnected, but we got him back. We were talking about you coming up in New Orleans, man. You know, my next question that I was asking you, is there anything that you would change about how you came up in the city? If you could go back and change anything about your childhood, or would you leave it exactly as it was?
I ain't lying, though. Like, you know, when I was young, I probably would have felt like I wanted to change things, but not like... In my age, I'm here now. I know that everything, good and bad, is shaping me for who I am now. So even the bad, I wouldn't take it back. Let it roll how it is, you know? No. I would dealt this hand. Yeah. I'm going to play with my poker face, you heard me?
That's facts, man. That is big, big facts. Most definitely. Now, coming up, was there anybody around you who was into doing music, or where did your inspiration for music come from?
I had some partners that do music. You know how it is in the street. Like, you might got partners play basketball, partners do music, partners play football, you know. Whatever the people around you doing, you doing it. But, like, you know, I'm a big Tupac fan, big Nas fan, BG, Soulja Slim, like that, you know. So, that was, like, big influences for me. But, like, a lot of local artists and stuff like that. Because, yeah. Like, you see them, and it's like, you seeing them doing it, and you feel like you could do it.
No, that's facts. Absolutely. And we can, you know, we can do anything that we see the people that we admire doing. We can do it too. We just have to apply ourselves and make it happen.
Most definitely.
That is dope, man. So about what age were you, or about how long ago was it when you first started diving into recording music?
Playing with it, I've been playing with it since like a teen, but actually like writing, recording, making songs, maybe like I said, maybe like about 2.5 years seriously. Okay. Doing it and being consistent with it.
Okay, so fairly recently you got more consistent with it. What was that change? What made you decide that you wanted to get more consistent and really start taking it more seriously?
It's like, you know, I'm incarcerated, you know what I'm saying? And so I ain't have the equipment to, like, do it the way I wanted to do it. I had a sound that I wanted.
Yeah.
But then, like, one of my bros, he wound up going to Patchwork. Shout out Patchwork.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We started going to Patchwork. And, you know, it's a high-quality studio. They got me sounding like I'm out there. So, you know, once we got that outlet right there, I just started taking off, and then people were responding to it, you know what I'm saying? So once I seen people responding to it, I knew I was on to something, so I just had to keep giving people what they wanted, you feel me?
Man, that is facts, absolutely. The people gonna let you know what they want, and it's up to you as the artist to give the people what they want, but still at the same time, keeping it true
Real
to
life.
Yourself. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the Free Darrell Craig movement. For those who aren't familiar, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, you know, sharing a little bit about that with us.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The Free Darrell Craig movement, you know, that's a movement that I started, you know. Like I said, I'm incarcerated. You know, I do music and things like that, but I wanted people to know who I am. You know, I got a petition, you know what I'm saying? I was incarcerated at the age of 20.
Mm.
You know, in 2006, you know what I'm saying, 18 years ago. So I just been fighting, just trying to get out and let people know, because so many people that get railroaded by the system.
That's
you
facts.
Know, a lot of people just sit here and you don't even know their story. So I'm like, I'm going to use social media to let people know my story. And I met so many beautiful, great people out there that was willing to help me. You know what I'm saying? So it just been a process, you know, a beautiful journey along the way.
Yeah.
How many people I met and people that's actually genuine that want to help me attain my liberty, you feel me?
Definitely, absolutely. And I commend you for pushing through that, because you're absolutely right. There's a lot of people who get wrongfully convicted. I watch, trust me, I be watching these crime shows like all the other women do. You know, we be watching them.
Yeah, and,
but it's just like, it's sad. The system be hemming people up oftentimes for either very minor stuff or stuff they didn't even do. You know what I'm saying? Yet there's weirdos walking free every single day, man. So they give you a 30-year mandatory sentence.
Yeah, but do what I want to say on the side note, though, like, anybody listening, like, man, if you're in the street or you ain't in the street, or you got family or whatever, like, just learn the law. Like, if you're a parent, you got kids, like, learn the law. If you're growing up, learn the law.
Because
when you learn the law, it's like you know your rights. So you know what they could do, what they can't do. Because they're going to come at you with all type of woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't know, you know, that's their job to try to make you, you know what I'm saying, cop out, whatever. They're just trying to get the case closed. That's it.
No, facts.
So if you know your rights and you know the law, you know what I'm saying, then you'll stand a better chance. You know what I'm saying? Then it just get laid down like that. They laying us down every day, man. Free the real.
So while you've been incarcerated, you've been in there for a minute now. You've taken that time to really study and learn, you know, the laws inside and out.
Yes, indeed. I know the laws inside and out, you know, for different states.
Yeah.
Because every state got different laws. So you need to know, you know, whatever state you in or whatever you're going to be into, you need to know. At least you need to know what you went to, you know. Know your, because they'll tell you, I'm going to give you this amount of time, whatever, whatever. And this charge might not even carry this amount of time, you feel me? But you got to know that. And if you don't know, you know what I'm saying, you'll get railroaded. So, yeah, I took this time really just to get my mind all the way right, refocus. You know, I had to grow up in here. So by me growing up in here, you know, it's like, you got to face reality. You can't sleep your time away. You can't escape. Like, you got to be here. So you got to face it. You got to find a way to, you know what I'm saying, elevate yourself and be productive. You know, like I always say, it could be a college or a casket. You could lay down and die, or you could treat it to better yourself because you got access to whatever you want.
Yes.
You got a phone. You can get books. It's like, it ain't nothing you can't get. So, you know, like some people, they might want to listen to music, watch porn, watch movie, whatever, like, but you could be right at somebody webinar, you know what I'm saying? Like taking class, whatever. So it's really up to you, you know what I'm saying? What you want to do. So, you know what I'm saying? I got aspiration, I got ambition. So, you know, all the way, I'm going out fighting. I ain't lying down.
That's facts, because you know that you still have a full life to live after incarceration. So, you've been doing your thing, you know, studying and creating music. I just wanted to also mention to our listeners, there is a petition that people can sign, the Free Darrell Craig Movement. There's a petition, there's a link in your bio for change.org. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, if y'all ain't tap in, sign that petition, man. It's going up every day. A lot of people supporting it. My petition is to the governor of the state of Mississippi, you know, for them to look into my case to see that I was wrongfully convicted, you know, and I need to be free. So if y'all ain't tap in, sign that petition, man. Tell a friend to tell 10 friends. Get me out of there.
That's facts. I'm actually right now, as we're talking, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now, bro, because, you know, absolutely, man. We got to support people who are really out here on the right path, you know, not trying, but are doing the right thing. So let me ask you this, being incarcerated, you know, how difficult is it for you to create music? Is it something, do you record on your phone and then you send it off, like, so you said Patchwork to get it mixed and mastered?
Yeah, I record it on the phone, you know. Like, it been a process, you know, dealing with the engineers and stuff. Like, first, I ain't had it right. Like, and first I had, like, some, you know, low-budget engineers, you know, shout out to them, you know, because they helped me along the journey. But then when I got on the Patchwork vibe, it's like, you know, it's more, they on the business. So they let me know what I got to do to make it sound how I supposed to sound. Before there's difficulty, it really ain't no difficulty. Like, if it's, you know, I wait till late when it's quiet, handle my business, do my thing, you know, and try to come up with a hit every time. Something that people gonna feel.
Man,
real life. That's my brand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm coming with. Real life. Definitely. I make real life music.
I love it. I love it. And that's what's going to make it more relatable to people when you make real life music, because you probably have a lot on your heart and a lot on your chest that you need to get off, you know, having had to sit down for a while. For people who have not heard your music, which we're going to play one of your songs here in a few minutes, what do you want them to feel when they listen to your music for the very first time?
Man, I want to feel real life, like, you know, like a reporter, just giving you real, you know, from my perspective, you know what I'm saying? Something you probably never even thought about or something you probably needed to hear. So it's just like, that's why I just say real life. I just can't say it enough. It's just real life. Like, once you hear, you're going to feel it. If you real, you're going to feel it. Yeah. If you like real life, you're going to feel it.
Definitely, definitely. What piece of advice would you give anybody who maybe is in your situation, but they're not doing anything productive? They're not creating music. They're not reading books. What advice could you offer someone like that?
Man, I'm going to say just find you something to live for. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to improve yourself because you never know when the time going to change for them to open the doors. You feel me?
Yeah.
Get in every class you could get in. And get you a job, you feel me?
Yes.
Find you something to do. Once you find you something to live for, you're going to be good.
Man.
That's the key.
There you go. They have to figure out their why. Why are they living? Why are they doing it? Do you have kids?
I don't have no kids.
So that's something that you could look forward to in the future.
Most definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So let me ask you this. What is your why? What is keeping you so motivated? You know what I'm saying? I know you probably got people on the outside that love you and that are supporting you. Like, what is it that's really keeping you pushing?
Yeah, I got a beautiful support system. But the thing that keep me pushing is just where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? And where I'm from, like, we don't breed quitters. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't breed losers, you feel me? Like, you're going to go hard to the end.
Yeah.
A winner never quit, and a quitter never win. Mm. So, you know, I'm going out swinging all the way to the end. I don't believe in laying down.
Absolutely not. You know, a closed mouth don't get fed. And like you said, you know, a winner don't quit. And you are a winner. So you are not going to quit. You're going to persevere. You're going to push through. Let me ask you this. What is some of the
Straight
things...
Up.
What can we anticipate from you when you do touchdown?
Oh, man, it's going to be great. Man, I got so much. I got episodes. I got books. I got more music. Like, it's just, you know, it's just going to be a bomb. You know, it's going to be a bomb like the World Trade. It's going to blow up. You feel me? Like, yeah.
I love that.
And, you know, they're going to set me down. So by them setting me down, you know, it just sharpened me up where I needed to be at. Like I said, it could be a casket or a college. For me, I use it as a college, you know what I'm saying? And it gave me where I needed to be, you know what I'm saying? So
Absolutely.
That's just where I'm at with it. So when I'm out there, it's like, it's up because the world wide open.
Yeah.
It's like right now you're doing your station. You know what I'm saying? You said 2 years ago you started out using somebody else's stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you got your own stuff. So it's like, you push for it, you feel me? So the world wide open for whatever you want to do. It's all on you, how much grind you got for it, you feel me? Your hustle determines your salary.
Man.
So the more hustle you got, that's the more bread you're going to get, you feel me? So I know I'm a hell of a hustler. I'm going to give it all I got. So if it's betting on me, we winning.
That's facts. We always got to bet on ourselves. We have to bet on ourselves first. We have to believe in ourselves first. Yeah, most definitely. What would you say has been the biggest life lesson that you have learned from your time being incarcerated?
Oh, man, trust nobody, man. Trust nobody and test everybody.
Yeah.
Like, if you're around them, test them, man. Like, know what they will and won't do. Because, you know, like, we be expecting people to do things, but they never showed us that they'll do it.
Yeah.
So you got to know what they would and won't do and just... You know, hold them to that capacity. Don't expect them to do no more than they showed you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we, like, put too much trust in people to be like, they got your back, they'll do this for you, they'll do that. And that might not be in their best interest. So we got to know what's in their best interest. And we know how to utilize the people that's around us. You know what I'm saying?
That is absolute facts. You're right. We
so
can...
I just feel like, trust nobody, test nobody, test everybody.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. We have to be mindful of the company we keep because most people do not want to see us succeed. Most people don't want to see us win. There's very few people out there who really are cheering us on to win, you know? So we have to be mindful of that for sure.
We're alive.
Definitely. Now, what about, you know, other business ventures, you know, and we're manifesting all this because I believe in manifestation. We have to speak stuff into existence, right? This is not the end for you. You absolutely have life after incarceration. What about other business ventures? Or is there stuff that you want to maybe look into starting your own business and being an entrepreneur when you touch down?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like right now, we are investing in the vending machines. We're doing the vending machines right now.
Okay.
But when I get out there, you know, it's gonna be like clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like we're gonna be heavy in film, like entertainment, like skits and things like that, plays, different things like that. You know how the people be doing the skits like right now. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Just do us a lot of skit series stuff, you know, make them feel less. And like the real gonna always break through. Like when you pop it, you're gonna break through. You gotta be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like I seen Country Wine, he say like he do like 300 skits a month. You feel me?
That's a lot of work. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you put your work, but you pushing it in people's face. It's like you pushing in their face, you promoting it. It's like they ain't gonna be able to miss you. You feel me? So I feel like I'm trying to come the same way.
Yeah.
Pushing in their face. They ain't going to be able to miss me.
That's what you
got. I got my own music. I got my own soundtrack.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't got to pay nobody to use their music. I got the music for every vibe.
I love it. That's dope because that's what's going to open you up to a broader audience when you got a little bit of music for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What about a documentary about your life? Is that something that we could possibly anticipate watching in the future?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because you know, you got a story to tell, bro.
I want to make it real though. Like, I don't want to get too much up. I got something in the work, but it's going to be real. Like, it's going to be something that never been done before.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to, you know, I got some more things. Like, I want to, like, I'm going to just drop this on y'all. You know, people be stealing ideas, though. You feel me? But it's like, you know, it's like so many people got talent in here. You know what I'm saying? And, like, by me being on the other side, I know how to cater to people, you know what I'm saying? And like, if I get artists that's incarcerated, then I could show them how to make their music, promote their music and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I could have like a record company for straight incarcerated people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's like something I want to do. Like, I just ain't tweaked it out yet, but I want to like put that out there, you know what I'm saying? Where we could do films, we could do, because it might be somebody that just need to tell their story. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I could have them on, like, right now. Like, I'm on this phone right now. It could be you giving them an interview. You feel me? And we could be having it on a documentary for them to tell their story, whatever. So it's just things like that, like, that other people I ain't envisioned yet. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I want to put it down because in here you got number time to think. You feel me? And then it's like you see what other people doing and you know what's needed, you know? So supply and demand, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, definitely. Who are you currently distributing your music through?
I was dealing with Patchwork. I mean, not Patchwork, DistroKid. That's how I started. But now we're dealing with Patchwork. So Patchwork putting all our music out.
Let me ask you this. Have you looked into getting your music as a part of the J-Pay system?
Nah, but I need to.
Yeah.
They were telling me about that. It was on one of them. It was on the correct. What on that one name was the chicken song? What's the name of that thing that they ordered the music on? Correct what it was? But it was on one of them. But it ain't on the J-Pay. They don't have J-Pay down here. But they got another one. but I need to get it on JPay.
Yeah,
so
most definitely.
So if you can help me with that, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to actually send you a link to where you can distribute your music through them, because I know a few artists who distribute their music through JPay, and, you know, that runs through most of the prison systems. And I just feel like, being that you're somebody who is incarcerated, the people going to feel you. They're going to feel your music. They're going to totally relate to what you're talking about. You know, and it not only is it going to be a good way to spread your word, but, you know, shoot, like, it's going to be some extra money coming in for you, too.
Right, because them songs high. Song $2.
Right, right. So I'm gonna send you that link.
Song $2.
Yeah, when we get through, I'm going to send you that link, and you can take a look at it, you know, on how to get your music into the JPay system.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah, most definitely. So I know you've been putting some singles out. Are you going to be at all doing a collective body of work, like an EP or album?
Yeah, I'm working on a little EP right now. I kind of had a few difficulties because I had got transferred like twice.
Yeah.
But I'm back in the lab right now. So probably I ain't going to say like when, but soon. Soon y'all going to be getting something from me. Yeah.
Definitely. So that's something we can maybe look forward to sometime this year?
This year for sure. Probably about late spring.
Okay, that's dope. Now, the songs that are going to be on the EP or the album, whichever you decide to put out, is it going to be music that you've already recorded, or is it going to be music that we haven't heard from you yet?
It's going to be music that I already, it's going to be unreleased songs. I already got them recorded. I just got like two more to do. I got two more to do, and I ain't going to have no features. It's going to just be all me.
Yeah. I love that. That's what people can really feel you when it's a whole body of work, just you.
Real life.
Have you recently done any collabs with other artists?
Yeah. I do collab with my bro, Lucky Leprechaun.
Yeah.
We do collabs all the time. Like, we got so many songs out. Yeah, that's like my partner. That's like my rap partner right there. Like, yeah. So shout out Lucky Leprechaun. Y'all check out some of the music too.
He from your city?
Nah, he from the A.
Oh, okay.
He going hard in the A. He got the A lit right now.
Okay, okay, that's dope. How did you and him connect?
We been linked up. We actually linked up in here.
Okay.
You know, years ago, we just stayed linked up.
Yeah.
Bro been out. He been out about 10 years now. We stayed linked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Putting it down.
That's dope. That's motivation right there. You know, I'm glad that he stayed connected with you and you guys are working on music together, man. You know, like, that's definitely motivation, because that's going to be you once you get out. You'll probably stay connected with some people that you've made as friends being incarcerated. Those are going to be your lifetime friends.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's dope. So what is your ultimate goal with music? And what I mean by that is, like, you know, some people say they want to help their family do better. Some people want the fame. What is it for you with your music?
I ain't lying. Like, I just want to be known as one of the realest rappers. You know what I'm saying? Just giving people the real. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you put on my music, you know you're going to feel some real life.
Yeah.
You know, like, you ain't gonna hear no other stuff but real life. So I just wanna be known for that. And, you know, I wanna get bread, you know what I'm saying? Look out for my folks, make sure they're good.
Yeah.
You know, cause that's the ultimate goal. It's an investment. That's why we putting our money in it, to get something back.
Yes.
You feel me? But, you know, to be known and respected, like, I come from the older generation, you feel me? So I remember, like, when rappers could go anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Tupac fan. Like, I come up in the Tupac. You know, like, Tupac was living in Cali, and Tupac wore every color bandana.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And it's like, that's like respect.
Thanks.
But he wasn't, like, disrespecting people by doing it, but he did it, like, to match his clothes, whatever he was doing, you feel me? But the point of it was, he ain't had no problem for people. because they're respecting him, what he was doing. You feel me? So, like, that's how I'm trying to come. I won't be like that. You know what I'm saying? I won't be just, you got to be walking around scared and all that. Like, I want to be the, you know, the real person. You feel me? Giving people real life.
Yeah, most definitely. What would you say is the biggest misconception about Darrell Craig?
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Okay,
fair. I'm gonna just leave that one in the air. I ain't straightening nothing up.
Fair enough. I love it. Absolutely. He said, I ain't straightening nothing up. We'll keep it just like
straight
that.
Great up.
Definitely.
Straight up.
Now, let me ask you this. I know you have, you know, the ability to record music. What about, like, visuals and stuff? Is that something that you ever would have access to?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I got a few visuals. I'll send it to you. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out. I got a few visuals out there.
Okay. Okay. That is dope, man. Listen, I commend how hard you're working, because honestly, there's some people who can get up and walk free every day and they're not working as hard as you. And you can't help but respect that.
You know, while they're getting relaxed, I'm going hard. You know, it's a race.
Yeah.
It's a marathon, like Nipsey say. So while they're getting relaxed, I'm going hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish the marathon.
It's definitely a marathon, bro. Well, listen, I appreciate you, you know, sharing your journey with us. Before we check out the record, is there anything else that you want to make sure people are tuned in with, tapped in with? You know, once again, you know, will the petition that people can sign, the link is in your bio. So if anybody missed that earlier in our conversation, but is there anything else that you want to make sure everybody's in tune with before we check out the record?
Man, everybody just sign that petition, Free Darrell Craig. Y'all follow my movement, Free Darrell Craig movement, tapping on my music, Darrell Craig, real life.
Definitely. Anybody you want to shout out to?
Man, shout out to the fam, man. Shout out to all my bros that's locked up. Shout out my bro, Lekka Leprechaun. You know, it's just up there. You know, I appreciate you for letting me on here, giving me this opportunity right now. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Most gratitude.
Man, it's my pleasure. Listen, and the song is definitely heavy in rotation here at the Hype 87.3. So we appreciate you for creating good music. We appreciate you for going hard, not letting nothing stop you from doing what you need to be doing. I respect it.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, too.
Definitely.
Well received.
Yeah, most definitely. So the record that we're going to check out tonight, is it called Real Life?
Real Life 2.
Real Life 2. Oh, and this is featuring Lucky Leprechaun.
Uh-huh. Shout out to the bro.
Who made the beat on this one?
My boy, Dre Noble. Dre Noble made the track.
Okay.
Shout out Dre Noble, man.
Definitely shout out to him as well. Tell everybody one more time what your Instagram is, where they can follow you so they can make sure they sign that petition.
Free Darrell Craig movement. Tap in.
Definitely. Make sure anybody tuned in, tapped in. If you have not signed a petition, go hit his Instagram bio so you can click the link and go ahead and sign that petition, because he's definitely on the path to being, you know, up out of there. So, again, I appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. Thank you so much. Can you go ahead and introduce the record so we can check it out?
Man, Darrell Craig featuring Lucky Leprechaun, Real Life 2, man. Y'all gonna feel this one.
Facts. Let's get it.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
It's real life. It's from my soul right here. You feel me? It's be the realest words I ever wrote. Real life.
The noble one.
We're living life like a king, you can never stress. It's more than you to be strong, it's just a life test. Thanking God for waking me up, every day I'm blessed. Staying focused on my dreams, cause I know I'm next. Another level, conquer goal is to reach the top. Anybody trying to stop me labeled as an op. Open your eyes, gotta really see the bigger picture to understand if they real or they faking with you. Associated with some hooligans about their business. We get jammed, never turn into a state witness. Reminiscing about the days living a life of crime. But nowadays, the one that say they all be dropping dimes. How you respect Charleston White, knowing he a rat. But claim you real, you ain't really living like that. Words of a man who did his time and I never told. I was taught to stand tall and to never fold. Another year in prison, promise this will be my last. Missing my niece growing up and then she make me mad. Every time I see a picture, see she getting older. Thankful that she got my sister so that she can mold her. She my heart, so I treat her just like she my daughter. Even though she got a daddy, I'm still like a father. Cherishing my life and all of the people I love. I miss my grandma, know she watching down from above. Put my soul in this song and it from my heart. Using my therapy, I paint a picture like it's art. Shout out my brother, Lucky Leper, come for being real. Put me in position to have success without a record deal. When I hear this line, he has on the first rank. It's real life family ties like a shoestring. Salama Lakum took a tear, my brother in faith. Gave me my name, meaning he even taught me how to pray. Lake Elaha, Illallah, I'm under the Shahada. Before I leave the earth for sure, I gotta see the collar. As the world turn, the devil steady snatching souls. If you live to see 30, you consider old. I got some brothers in the pen that's really doing right. Hope that they get their freedom so that they can live it right. Some good dudes behind the wall that need a second chance. But when you black, the penalty is gonna get in hand. Talk to him like a leprechaun.
Everyone dealing with problems. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't change my past. I gained so much knowledge. In order to have more, you gonna go through some obstacles. I ain't made it this far from being a dummy, and that's obvious. You ain't gotta attend college to understand Big God is the solver. I ain't saying I'm a saint. I know I'm dealing with snakes. You gon' feel the hate. You gotta play it safe and think smarter. When I come to plate, the pitcher know he ain't safe. Either walk me or pitch to me, I'm getting on base. This the way you gotta think when you trying to win the race. I remember the first day I met Darrell Craig at intake. He never been fake, we been making a way. Fuck what they say, we gon' always be straight. I say Big God, he say
Allahu Akbar.
We gon' always have faith.
Real life.